I don't know.
Hello.
No, I'm not on.
Oh, you're not.
Hello, no. Hello. 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 Oh, wait, try again. Hello. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I can
Yeah?
hear you.
Hello, can you hear? Good.
Hello, and welcome to our last show.
Our last show, I believe.
I believe.
Sorry about the technical difficulties for, if you had to hear us nattering. We apologize. We'll be doing the Strokes this week.
Yes. One of my favorite bands, personally.
Yes. Yes. One of her favorite personal bands. Yeah, I'm not quite as familiar with this band. I've heard them around, I guess.
Yes.
But don't know too much about them.
You don't know too much about Julian Casablancas. It's a lead singer.
Yeah, I don't. So I guess this will be sort of a quick little get to know. I guess since you know this band, pick a demo. What should we start with?
We can. I can't see personally. Well, I'm a little blind.
Try and see. You've got this. I believe in you. That there's also.
Oh yes. These. We could start with Barely Legal.
Okay. Cool. Do you know what album this is off?
This is from, I think, Is This It?
Yes, it is. That is correct.
Then why were you
from
quizzing
my
me?
Limited knowledge, this is an album called Is This It? The Barely Legal demo. Here it is.
Turn you around, or you ain't never had nothing. everything I want, but I want it all. I just try and figure out nothing. And all he said is I'm a freak. He ordered them to make mistakes. And all together it went well. We might pretend we were best friends. Today, the day that I was born, he won't leave me alone. He just asked for more. Together again, like the beginning. I said, yes, but
love that last cymbal. It was amazing.
So this demo, you'll notice actually through a lot of their demos that they get rid of a lot of guitar solos. So keep that in mind when we listen to the release version of Barely Legal.
That's interesting, actually. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. It's because I know sometimes when they're live, they'll add the guitar solos back in. Which is weird, because it's like, why wouldn't you just have that on your release version of the song? Because it's, from what I remember of the concert, that's a very identical guitar solo to what they played.
Yeah. Do you think it's just sort of a noodly writing process?
I think they kind of refine? Yeah, because I think they're just kind of like all over the place. They're very like...
And then do you think it's like a get it radio ready sort of thing?
Yeah, okay. And like make it so people... Because they're very much like a people pleaser kind of type of band.
Right.
I won't lie.
Sure.
But yeah, okay. Let's get into the
this produced released version is, oh God, can I do math? Is about 40 seconds shorter. It goes from 4 minutes and 25 seconds to 3 minutes and 45 seconds. So that is something to keep in mind as we're listening. Here that is, Barely Legal, the produced. Released version. Enjoy.
I wanna steal your innocence.
All right. So as somebody who doesn't know the Strokes as well, what do you think of the song?
Interesting. It was interesting. I'm not sure I heard too much other than cutting.
The entire choruses were different. All the lyrics.
Oh, lyrically.
Completely different.
I don't know it well enough to,
They completely changed the entire message of the song.
Interesting. How did it change?
It was just originally, it wasn't like as storytelling. And the original, it was kind of made no sense and was all over the place.
Okay.
Even though some of the lines, I can't remember the exact, but I kind of did enjoy the original lyrics if they had incorporated them some more.
Okay.
But they also got rid of, I think, a whole chorus.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Wow.
I definitely noticed they cut a bunch of kind of instrumental bits.
Yeah. Also, the production on the vocals alone was different.
I thought it sounded, the vocals sounded exactly the same to me.
Mm-mm.
I don't know why. I did notice they cut some guitar stuff.
The entire guitar solo.
Yeah. Like it kind of just got a bit more blocky.
Yeah.
All around. Which is interesting. I wonder why.
Casablancas needs his time.
Yeah, this is an
because well, also one. Something important to know is, like, even though the whole time, even to now, like he's still with the Strokes, but he does release his own music, and kind of does try to make his own name for himself.
Right.
As in recently, he just did his song with Charlie XCX, trying to.
Oh.
It's actually a very terrible song.
Yeah,
I can high see that. Hopes for it.
I can see that he's the guitarist.
Yeah, and singer.
Okay. Yeah.
Julie Casablancas.
Yeah, that's interesting. Weird mashup. That was kind of a bland production process to my ear.
If you paid attention to the lyrics.
Yeah. It just seemed like they kind of, attempted to polish the edges and kind of just made it a little more boring.
I know you missed the guitar solos.
Yeah. But kind of interesting. I they obviously had some sort of, I guess, more commercial.
Yeah, vision. Something that they hoped would get more commercial
maybe
success.
Something more accessible.
Probably.
I don't know. That's an interesting one. Yeah, kind of have to get in their minds. Okay, well, moving on from that turd, let's get
turd.
yeah. That's too far. Let's go with. I'm in the mood for this one. I don't know why.
Which one?
It's called Hard to Explain.
Okay.
And here it is, the demo version. We'll be right back.
All right.
There it was. There it was. There it was. The demo, hard to explain. I wasn't saying the demo was hard to explain. The demo was called Hard to Explain.
Oh my God, thank you so much for that clarification.
You're welcome. Not everybody can see the song right in front of them.
You're so right. It's not like they just heard all of the lyrics that say hard to explain a couple of times.
Okay, well, I was being explicit. Not like that. Anyways, so let's move on quickly to the released version of this track. Hopefully there's a bit more to auditorily feast on. Here we go. Enjoy.
So we have two very different songs, in my personal opinion.
Yeah. But also, No,
not really. I mean, fundamentally, like, yeah.
The big one that jumps out, obviously, is the drums.
The drums, yeah.
They totally changed so much. All the transients are, like, taken away.
I prefer the produced version of this song.
I definitely prefer the produced drums.
I love, like, the pause in the song, like, when it just tight. Stops.
Yeah.
I love when songs do that.
Yeah, kind of nice. What I thought was interesting is they kind of, like, took a bit of a almost noise rock.
Yeah.
Turn with their production. Like, it's very... it feels like there's a lot of, like, natural space in the production, which is really interesting. It's not sort of extremely compressed and extremely polished. Like, it doesn't feel like the sound is, like, right in your ears.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of... It's spatial.
Actually tend to do that with, like, a lot of their music. What's that? One sec, but I find the album. But they have a specific album that this really reminds me of, and I know it's not from it, because this is from Is This It? The album... Future, Present, Past. That's from 2016. This is from 2001.
Oh, whoa. So a bit of time.
Yeah.
I guess this potentially was a bit of foreshadowing.
It seems like it. There's no demos from that album, but I would recommend it. Just, like, taking a peek, because it kind of very much reminds me of it.
Yeah.
Because this is different than a lot of the other songs in Is This It?
Sure. Yeah.
Like, Someday. Someday.
Potentially. I might know that. Regardless, yeah, a lot of it, even the vocal production, it was, like, kind of run through some sort of, like, tape simulator or something like that.
And, again, with their later work, you see a lot of that.
Yeah. And it sounds almost like they were going for sort of, like, this retro aesthetic with this track.
Yeah.
'Cause, like...
It's like they're trying to be like the retro New York City.
Yeah. And the drums were almost like drum machine kind of
in your face. I liked it, though.
Yeah, they're great.
Did you enjoy the song?
Not terribly. I liked the drums. I liked aspects. Oh, they also had some really nice offset guitars that were just kind of.
So how come you
around.
Like all of these aspects, but you don't like the full song?
Vocal harmonies are really boring.
Don't do my boy like that.
They're so boring. They're incredibly boring.
Maybe you're just boring.
No slander on live air. That's not.
You've slandered me on live air so many times.
Yeah, but it's different when I do it.
No, it's not.
The basic point is the vocal melodies are quite boring. And that stayed the same. In the demo and the produced version. And it is, a bit of an acquired taste, his voice anyways.
Well, yeah.
But I doesn't necessarily stroke me the right way.
Strokes?
Yeah, that was intentional.
Knee slapper.
That was intentional. Okay. What would
Moving
we like
on?
To play next?
Sure, I can't. Okay. Yeah.
This is a song. Well, two different names. The demo was called I'll Try Anything Once. The title of the song did change in the produced version. We'll let you know what that is after post demo.
Oh, very, very suspicious.
Some suspense. We like to keep. Keep,
keep everyone
on
their toes.
All right, here that is. Exactly.
Well, duh.
Enjoy.
And decisions shape your life. You be aware of five about seven ways to go to school. Either you noticed or left out. Seven ways to get ahead. Said, I can see me in your eyes. You said, I can see you in my pants. That's not just friendship, that's romance too. You like music.
That was the demo. The name of the song has changed in the released version to something so incredibly different. It's insane. Original, I'll Try Anything Once. The released version, You Only Live Once.
So different.
So crazy.
So
how
wild.
Could they be so creative?
I don't know. Like, that's like a really big change. I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Anyways, here is that song. We hope you enjoy.
Tired.
That one actually might have had some sort of production process. That was interesting. Yeah, I like to hear it. First and foremost, I think we have to talk about the energy shift.
Well, yes.
Because...
the lyrics stayed the same.
Yeah, which is interesting. I sort of liked how the energy in the demo was really low, because
okay.
I think the... you know, at least all of these tracks we've listened to so far have had sort of the same energy level.
Do you want me to tell you?
Like, it's been pretty homogenous. Please.
They actually released the original song. Went back, I think, in like 2017, 2018, or even later, and said that they didn't like the song and they liked the demo more. So then they released the demo.
Okay, nice. I'm glad we're on the same page there. Because, yeah, I think...
the demo show is more of like a variety in their
yeah it's kind of emotional and
in my opinion yeah I agree yeah I agree with that but
okay nice yeah
sorry I lost my train of thought
yeah I was silent for too long
you were speaking what are you talking about
was I Yeah, that was my
voice.
You
were talking about how you liked all like the song and they're so talented.
No, I think I would be challenged to tell you which song was which. They sort of blend into the same sort of overall
sonic
landscape.
I understand that. Specifically when it comes to their albums and their older albums do all like the songs very much sound quite similar. It's why you kind of, if you're listening to them, I recommend listening to songs from different albums back to back rather than the same song.
Sure. And that's what I liked about the demo is it was, you know, recognizably different, and they sort of used different instrumentation, and I mean, you know, it's basically just like that electric piano, which is really nice, and it had a good sound to it. I didn't really catch much of it in the produced song.
Yeah, okay, so this album was 2006. This is First Impressions of Earth. This is one of their, like, not very famous albums.
Okay.
But this song in particular is extremely famous. It's one of their most played songs.
Okay, so, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they definitely have sort of a congruous sound to them, which is definitely fine. I just might have appreciated some more
dimension, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, something interesting. Sorry, I was completely wrong. They released this demo in 2023.
Oh, wow.
As a volume one. So
wow.
They're releasing
so like,
more.
What, 15, 16 years?
Yeah.
17 years.
17 years post.
After the original release.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I forget how little music they actually do have released.
How many albums?
One, two. Around seven albums.
Seven's a decent number of albums.
It's a decent number of albums, but considering they started in 2000.
Yeah, that's a relatively decent output.
For their genre, I don't know. especially at this point in time when there was so much else. And also, their seventh, I would say their seventh album isn't anything new, really. That's more the demos and, like, the unreleased. Last album was 2020, which was the new Abnormal.
Yeah.
Great album.
Interesting.
Which was also only 9 songs.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so not a whole lot of output. All right. Next, we are going to play the Is This It demo. This is a home-recorded demo, which I think is...
something that's recorded at home. Just worth keeping in mind.
Sorry. Well, yeah, obviously.
Sorry.
But just worth keeping in mind. It is a very short demo. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, here that is, and we hope you enjoy.
Can't you see I'm trying? I don't even like it. I just had to get to your apartment. Now I'm staying here just for a while. I can't think cause I'm just way too tired. He gets to me in the wrong way to see.
All right. And
that was hated by the second best person on this radio show.
What? Gorilla Joe didn't hate it.
So you're putting yourself below Gorilla Joe. Gotcha.
No, I was putting you below Gorilla Joe.
What is wrong with you?
Sorry. Sexist. I'm actually really not.
Sexist.
Gorilla Joe's a woman.
Gorilla Joe is not a woman.
We can debate that later. Not that I want to, particularly.
You know you will.
Really, the point I was making was that this is a very rough demo, which I have no qualms with.
No qualms.
Just didn't sound very good. Here is the released version. Doesn't sound too much better, but we'll
you
let
haven't
you,
listened
we'll
to
let
it.
You judge for yourself. Here you are.
Just for a while, I can't think.
definitely the best of theirs that we've listened to tonight, and potentially the best of theirs that we haven't listened to tonight as well. Obviously, there's a lot to say on, you know, what went into the jump from that home demo to the actual
you
track.
You really don't get the amount of the chorus in the demo that you do in the release. Like, the whole, is this it part, like, right
in the demo?
You don't get that at the beginning like you do in the release version. You don't go straight from the verse to that.
Yeah, I mean, like, melodically for the chorus, the vocal melodies stayed. Not that there's much to do with it. The drums obviously changed a lot, and they were actually quite good. Pretty ambient. Not ambient, just kind of, they set the tone really nicely. Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed his voice in this one.
He does that, like, kind of lazy thing really well.
I like that.
It's intentional. It's not like he's... No. I mean, it takes a lot of skill to fake that. That
takes a lot of skill to fake that.
Yeah, completely. And that bit was really nice. So, I have no complaints with that.
I'm glad.
The guitar.
Meh.
Not much to speak
about. I
agree.
I think it's
pretty
songs,
boring.
Like, focusing on the drums and, like, the lyrics is kind of where I am at.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is more of like that, lyrically driven, and the guitars kind of just almost act as another rhythmic element.
Yeah, and I'm kind of okay with that in songs sometimes when it's like.
Yeah, completely. Yeah,
I,
they
I
don't.
Do enjoy that.
Yeah, I think like if you don't need to do too much.
Don't do it. Don't overcompensate.
Yeah, exactly. Don't. Go too crazy in the production process.
A lot of bands.
Yeah, because you can just ruin the song, and that's
not
pretty
great.
Sad. Okay, cool.
Okay.
So, I think.
Did we
do this? I feel like we didn't do this.
I don't think we did.
You don't think we did?
I can't remember.
Did we?
No.
I don't believe we did either.
I don't think we did.
Okay.
We'll stop if we did.
This is
a
song called One Way Trigger. This is the demo of a song called One Way Trigger. And I'm about to press play. cool demo. They're first.
Oh my god.
I'm going to say it right now. If they take out that cool little synth, I don't know if it's like an ARP synth or if they programmed it or whatever. I guess you could program an ARP synth. If they take that out,
you're going to throw hands.
I'm going to throw a fit.
You will anyway.
A giant fit. Such a big fit.
You will anyway.
Well, if they keep it in, I will be potentially happy. No guarantees. Let's investigate. We'll be right back. particular song gets my stamp of approval. The synth was actually really nice, really catchy.
Also,
it's kind of video game music-y, chiptune-y.
The vocals compared to the demo were so much better. Like,
yeah, agree.
He was really trying with the, what was it called? I'm forgetting what it's called.
Falsetto.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. Which he has a nice falsetto. It was enjoyable.
Yeah, he walked in for that, for the...
Yeah, and it sounded good over the chiptune, which I'm a sucker for chiptune anyways. That synth was really nice.
It's a really good song.
It was super dry and super, like...
In your face. Yeah.
I don't know if you
heard
that. I just whacked the table a bunch.
That's what
it
does.
But yeah, yeah.
Good song.
The synth was really nice. It was different. This song, I would say, at least from the sampling of their discography that we've gotten today, sticks out.
Yeah, definitely worth a deeper dive, because most of the stuff was from the same album or album like right after.
Which is the nature of trying to source demos.
Yes, yes. Because again, when there's stuff that's more recent, it's harder to find demos on.
Yeah,
it.
Unless it's a really strange band that loves releasing demos.
Because honestly, bands have been trying to like wipe them off the internet sometimes.
Yeah.
Don't like their demos being released.
Yeah. No, this one was really nice. I like
nothing
too crazy changed. They just sort of polished everything up.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Very enjoyable.
Good song. Yeah. I think that's where we leave you for tonight, or whatever time it is.
Potentially,
unless
we might be completely incorrect.
Unless we have, some sort of something going on next week. Yeah, that would be doable. Regardless, it's either
been a pleasure, or it will continue to be a pleasure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's either goodbye or it will be. Yeah, we hope you have an excellent night, and thank you for listening. Tuning out.